This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has vetoed a United Nations resolution backed by almost all other Security Council members and many other nations demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Supporters called it a terrible day and warned of more civilian deaths and destruction as the war goes on into a third month. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council there must be a ceasefire.
We are at a breaking point. There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences. We anticipate that would result in a complete breakdown of public order and increased pressure for mass displacement into Egypt.
The vote in the 15-member council Friday was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood criticized the council after the vote for its failure to condemn Hamas attacks in Israel and to acknowledge Israel's right to defend itself. Taiwan's defense ministry says it has spotted a Chinese surveillance balloon in the Taiwan Strait, along with a large-scale movement of military aircraft and ships.
Taiwan says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. Taiwan adds, as of Friday morning, 26 Chinese military aircraft and 10 Navy ships had been detected. It said 15 of the aircraft crossed the median line that's an unofficial divider between the sides. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vladimir Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip on Russia for at least another 6 years, announcing his candidacy in the presidential election next March that he is all but certain to win. Putin still commands wide support after nearly a quarter century in power, despite starting the immensely costly war in Ukraine that has taken thousands of his countrymen's lives, provoked repeated attacks inside Russia, including one on the Kremlin itself, and corroded its aura of invincibility. Putin announced his decision to run in the March 17 presidential election after Friday's Kremlin award ceremony. War veterans and others pleaded with him to seek re-election. A 17-year-old Ethan Crumley has been sentenced to life in prison for shooting deaths of four students in 2021 Oxford High School in Michigan.
I am a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
A judge rejected pleas for a shorter sentence and ensured Crumley will not get a chance for parole. He spoke before he was sentenced.
It may not show it now with only 2 years of records, but I am trying. And all I want is for the people I hurt to just have a final sense of culpability that justice has somewhat been served.
The court also heard from victims' families. Nicole Beausoleil's daughter was killed.
Forgiving is a choice. I choose not to forgive you for the choice you made.
His attorney told the judge Crumley deserves an opportunity for parole after his sick brain is fixed through counseling and rehab. I'm Ed Donahue.
A first-in-the-nation high-speed rail project has been touted by President Joe Biden in a speech on Friday.
U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled on Friday a $3 billion investment for a high-speed rail project aiming to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
At long last, we're building the first high-speed rail project in our nation's history, and it started here.
Biden's remarks were made at the Carpenters International Training Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. The president also announced $8.2 billion in funding for 10 new passenger rail projects. The projects, funded by the $1 trillion infrastructure law, include $3 billion for the nation's first high-speed rail line, which will run through California, according to a senior administration official. Biden will next head to California for a three-day star-studded fundraising trip to rake in a record amount of cash for the Democratic U.S. president's 2024 re-election effort.
VOA's Alexis Strobe. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.